That's the problem. In addition to all these other crises, there's no other crises to compare or build upon. They are without a support system outside of the support of God. They have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit walking with them, helping them to navigate the waters of faith and figure out how and in what way they are led to be and to do. But that's the difficulty, because this is all so new for them. This is all so brand new, like a newborn calf trying to stand, or a newborn colt trying to stand up after being born. It is so new. And in this moment where 120 believers gather together, Peter stands up and addresses that crisis in which they are in. But that's not where this ends. It doesn't end with Peter standing up and saying, "Well, we've got a huge problem." And yes, they do have a huge problem. But the church doesn't stop there. It begins there. The church moves and starts to move forward. The disciples, led by the Spirit, choose and take a path to restore and build the church. To reestablish the witness of the 12, they begin here. They restore. But they go through a process and create a process to do so. They, that is the eventual 12, are going to lead the church through some very difficult times that will come. Persecution, defection, apostasy, all of that is on the horizon. And the rudder of the church is will and always will be Christ. But who will be at the helm will be these 12. And they aren't going to be there forever. They will be victims of said persecutions. They will hit old age and no longer be able to serve. That is all to come. And so they create a manual for the church to move forward. And not as simply as it might seem. They propose two names from criteria that is set out. And it's not great criteria in terms of a wealth and breadth of what they're choosing these men from. We don't know what other pieces are considered. If regular attendance at worship is a consideration, how well each one works with the poor, what gifts each one of these two men exhibits and shows, and how that might be better used or well used to serve the church. What we know is that they have been there from the beginning. They have served beside the disciples and with them from the very beginning. And things are moving forward. We know their process. And after these names come forward, a prayer is offered and lots are cast. And God decides who it is who will take up the mantle and lead. And so it is that Matthias becomes the next apostle. And the 12 is restored. And the church moves right along. Moving right along. It seems as though the challenges might be great and the road and path far from clear and smooth for the church. But when challenges come, when persecutions come, they will faithfully and prayerfully follow the lead of the Spirit and keep moving right along. There isn't a moment of wondering and hand-wringing over what they will do next. The process they have created and built is one in which they will prayerfully listen and prayerfully consider how God is leading them. They will sit down and deliberately move forward as God is leading them. While it's trying to instill some culture into the kids, I tend to show them movies from my childhood, such as The Muppet Movie. And as we sat down, I noticed that Barbara took a slight liking to Kermit and Fozzie singing Moving Right Along. Moving right along. Picture a bear and a frog riding in a Studebaker together. Moving right along. Now, while the song is quite catchy, it's one moment that I noticed that really stuck with me. And that's when Kermit has the map up, and as the Studebaker continues down the road, Kermit tells Fozzie to turn left at the fork in the road. Now, when they approach the fork in the road, it's not an actual fork in the road where two roads diverge. It's a literal fork in the road with the tines sticking into the cement. But not disturbed, not shifted, Fozzie takes that left turn with only a statement of, Kermit? They keep on moving right along. What is the most amazing things about the earliest church is that even as young as they are, as new as they are to this leadership form as they are, they just keep on moving, as unflappable as they can be. They set out and start out with nothing to lean on but God, and yet they do so in such a great and deliberate manner. They do so without books about church growth, how to be an inspired or inspirational, spirit-filled church. They don't have those resources, but they literally go and do and be. With past successes, former glories, with ream upon ream of written works about ways in which we can and might be God's people. It's very easy for us to try and lose sight of certain basic lessons that Scripture has taught us. It's so easy for us to get stuck and prevent us from moving right along in serving God. The challenge for us is, how will we meet the challenges ahead? Will we stop and get stuck? Or will we prayerfully listen to the guidance of God's Spirit? Will we listen and let God lead us as the early church did? No, we can't get stuck. We can't get lost in the minutiae. We just need to keep moving right along. Challenges will come and have come throughout the existence of our church, throughout the existence of God's people being God's people. When will it stop that we will think we have to go this alone? When will it be that we keep on trusting resources more than we trust God? When will it be that we allow God to engage us, engage with us as we move right on along. Look at what happens in this moment. The disciples are lost, are wondering what's next, and they seek through prayer and God's guidance. And then what happens next? The 12 become restored. The church grows and grows in the book of Acts 2. The body of believers is blessed and grows. The lessons exist for us to go forward and serve God, to be God's people. We need to trust in God. Trust that God is with us, no matter what crisis we are in and facing. Brothers and sisters, may we prayerfully and deliberately follow in the path that was set by the early church. Amen.